Yeah, I know. Well, it's really thin here. It's in the quietest environment. I mean, I could try to help. You want me to read to you? I know you feel like soft voice. It's really nice to listen to, but no. You're right. It'll be easier if I read something a little. Don't wake it up. No. Why don't we just go over here? It's by T.S. Eliot. It's called The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. I looked up a whole bunch of analysis. Analyses? I don't know. I guess it doesn't really matter right now. I looked up a bunch of people in the reference board. It's really beautiful. It's about a man, it's not about a man. Poetry is the one thing, I guess. Yeah. It starts out with a Latin bit. And I don't know how to say. And in some recordings, T.S. Eliot himself doesn't even read them at the point. So I never thought to him. It's a lot to him. Let us go then. You and I. In the evening, spread out into the sky. Like a patient, eat your eyes upon the table. Let us go through certain half-deserted streets, muttering a troop of restless nights in one-night cheap hotels and sawdust restaurants with oyster shells. Streets that follow like a tedious argument from cities intent. Lead you to an overwhelming question. Oh, do not ask, what is it? Let us go and make our visit. In the room, the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. The yellow fog that rubs its back upon the window pane. The yellow smoke that rubs its muzzle on the window pane. Hung into the corners of the evening, lingered upon the pools that stained and drained, let fall upon its back the soot that falls from chimneys, slipped by the terrace, made a sudden leap, and seeing that it was a soft October night, curled once about the house, and fell asleep. And there will be time for the yellow smoke that slides along the street, rubbing its back upon the window pane. There will be time. There will be time to prepare a face to meet the face that you need. There will be time to murder and create. In time for all the works and days of hands that lift and drop a question on your plate. Time for you. And time for me. And time yet for 100 indecisions and for 100 visions and revisions before the taking of a toast empty. In the room, the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. And indeed, there will be time to wonder and do I dare? And do I dare? Time to turn back into some stare with the bald spot in the middle of my hair. They will say how his hair is growing thin. My morning coat, my collar mounting firmly to the chin. My necktie rich and modest, but asserted by a simple pin. They will say, but how his arms and legs are thin. Do I dare disturb the universe? In a minute there is time for decisions and revisions which a minute will reverse. For I have known them already, known them all. I've known the evenings, the mornings, afternoons. I have measured out my life with coffee spoons. I know the voices dying with a dying fall beneath the music from the farther room. So how should I presume? And I have known the eyes already, known them all. The eyes that fix you, formulated the phrase. And when I am formulated, sprawling on a pin, and I am pinned and wriggling on the wall, then how should I begin? To spit out all the buttons of my days and ways, and how should I presume? And I have known the arms already, known them all. Arms that are braceleted and white and bare, putting the lamplight down to the light to brown the hair. Is it perfume from a dress that makes me so digress? Arms that lie along a table or wrapped about a shawl. And should I then presume? And how should I begin? Shall I say I have gone at dusk through narrow streets and watched the smoke that rises from the pipes of a lonely man in shirt sleeves leaning out of windows? I should have been a pair of ragged claws scuttling across the floors of silent seas. In the afternoon, the evening sleeps so peacefully, smoothed by long fingers, asleep. Tired, or it malingers, stretched on the floor here beside you and me. Should I, after tea and cakes and ices, have the strength to force the moment to its crisis? But though I have wept and fasted, wept and prayed, though I have seen my head grown slightly bald, brought in upon a platter, I am no prophet, and here's no great matter. I have seen the moment of my greatness flicker. And I have seen the eternal footman let hold my coat and snicker, and in short, I was afraid. And would it have been worth it, after all, after the cups, the marmalade, the tea, among the porcelain, among some talk of you and me, would it have been worthwhile to have bitten off the matter with a smile? To squeeze the universe into a ball, to roll it towards some overwhelming question, to say, I am Lazarus, come from the dead, come back to tell you all, I shall tell you all. If one sat on a pillow by her head should say, that is not what I meant at all. And would it have been worth it after all? Would it have been worthwhile after the sunsets and the dooryards and the sprinkled streets, after the novels, after the teacups, after the skirts that trail along the floor, and this and so much more? It is impossible to say just what I mean, but as if the lantern has it lanterns, with mirrors and patterns on the screen, would it have been worthwhile if one sat on the pillow? Turning to the window, would say, that is not it at all, that is not what I meant at all. No, I am not content, nor was it to be. I returned at once, one that would do. Slow progress, that is seeing to. With eyes that prince, no doubt, and easy to me, that eventual, glad to be of use. Very cautious and meticulous. What high sentence could be obtuse. The time is indeed almost ridiculous. Use the time. shall wear the bottoms of my trousers on. Shall I part my hair behind? I've heard the mermaids sing, each to each. Do not think they will sing to me. I have seen them riding seaward on the waves, combing the white hair of the waves blown back. When the rain blows the water white and black, we have lingered in the chambers of the sea. By seafarers reeked with seaweed red and brown, taking the voices with us.